Unit 15. Panic is rare. Exercise 2, page 90.
Imagine this scene. A woman inside a cage in the sea with sharks all around her. Wouldn't you expect the woman to feel terrified? Not Jill Williams. She finds such experiences absolutely thrilling. Jill is an extreme sportswoman, an adventurer who takes sports to its most dangerous limits.
I love scary animals,
says Jill.
I love being near them and touching them. Great white sharks come and attack the bars of the cage. I touch them, but I don't let them bite me.
There are more people like Jill than you might think. They leave their offices and businesses to spend their free time doing extremely dangerous things. Some of them fly jets across deserts or go diving in unexplored caves, while others explore African rivers. All of them want to experience something more than their normal lives can offer. They want adventure. Bob Card is a skydiving trainer. He teaches people to leap out of aeroplanes and let themselves fall through the air without opening their parachutes until the very last minute.
I believe there is an adventurer inside every one of us,
he says.
It doesn't matter how old or strong you are, the adventurer is there. It's just hidden away somewhere. If you find that spirit, your life will take on new meaning.
One advantage of doing extreme sports to satisfy your need for adventure is that you can completely forget about your everyday problems. As Bob says,
you can't be concerned about business phone calls or examination results when you're jumping out of a plane.
How much danger can a person take? According to Sandra Quiggin, panic is rare, even when you come face to face with a bad-tempered hippopotamus on the Zambezi River.
You get scared,
she says.
Those hippos have big teeth, but a little fear makes the brain work faster, as long as you don't let it turn into panic.
There is an element of risk in all extreme sports.
If you don't do things right, you're asking for trouble,
says Card. But training and proper equipment help to make these sports safer. The difference between extreme sport and normal sport is that although there are organized competitions for these sports, most extreme sports people are more interested in testing their own abilities than in winning prizes. In fact, most of them would agree with the mountaineer Sir Edmund Hillary's reply when asked why he wanted to climb Everest.
Because it's there.